Hey guys, welcome to Late Night with Get On My Level.
It's our new series where we take a piece of media, take it apart, analyze it, and kind of say what we're thinking about it.
It's not like our usual show. It's a bit different. Enjoy. And tonight we're talking about...
And tonight we're talking about...
Idea Trap!
Psst! Hey! You got any more ideas? I need some. I'm all out.
Hey man, just give me one idea, man, you know?
I feel a rash coming. Come on.
Come on. It's dry, man.
Come on, guys. You've had enough.
One more, mate. You know, when I first had my first idea, you know, it felt great. You know, it was as if a light bulb just went off in my head.
It was just a little taster, but I need more.
I need some more ideas, man.
I need heavier stuff. I need more deeper thoughts.
I'm Sean.
I'm Carnal.
I'm Michael.
And this is a show about thoughts, concepts, the world, and hey, ideas.
So I'm going to pose a question to you guys. What if your skin changed color depending on your mood?
Ooh. Yeah.
You essentially, you're always wearing a mood ring and it's always super visible.
Okay, but what about like this normal skin? What's that?
That's the thing. This is a world where normal skin doesn't exist. There's no black and white people, there's just rainbow people.
No black and white people, but what are we then?
Well, we're whatever mood we're feeling. So if we're angry, we're red.
Why are we red?
Okay, this is just semantics, this isn't important.
I mean, that was semantics. I just want to know, like, what's the neutral?
What is neutral?
Yeah.
Would it be grey?
Yeah.
Because I'm not walking around, like, consistently thinking, I'm content. Like, what? Like, what is it?
Neutral is probably, like, an eggshell blue.
Oh, like a cream.
Yeah.
Like a creamy blue.
I'll tell you, we'll just say neutral is whatever skin colour you normally are.
A peach.
Yeah. Mm. Or brown, or...
But that would confuse things, because what if, like, people with different skin colours or different complexions based on location or based on, like, world or race?
Well, it just wouldn't make brown a mood.
Like, what if you're sunburned?
But I'm sure there's more moods than colours.
True, yeah.
I think that's one of the...
You know what? This is a shit one.
I mean, I can imagine being, like, a situation where, like, you're in like a club or something, and you walk up to a girl, and her mood goes to like fucking like swamp green because she's like,
oh, how shit would
jealous
it be? Yeah, no.
Not to like discuss. Like, well, oh, thing, you can, okay, I'll go then.
You can garner mood. Little basil.
Do you want a bit of fat sadness on you?
Yeah, you can garner mood from context as well. So if she goes green and it's in that context, you'd probably be able to tell her that she's not into you.
Then, like, what if you're colourblind?
But when you're colourblind, you don't not see colours, you
know,
just see colours differently.
Well, that would be a problem.
Yeah, no, that'd be difficult.
But
no,
do you like me or not?
It'd be like having Asperger's when you're just like, I can't read signals.
there's a new type of autism then in this world.
Yeah, it's just called colourblind.
Yeah, colourblind people are autistic.
It's been around for a while, mate.
Yeah. Mate, actually, to be fair, this is a very, like, Asperger's-style idea. I know that there is, like, a friend of mine who has Asperger's who actually sees people as, like, colour spectrums, and that's how they view people.
Yeah.
It's not something that they talk about because they say it makes them sound weird, but, like, it's their way of kind of seeing people and auras and shit.
Maybe a better way to word this is, what if moods were just extremely
visible
in any way?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's above. Oh,
yeah.
My,
oh,
mate.
Like fucking Death Note.
Or like Telltale.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every time you do something, it's just.
He'll remember that.
Sean will remember that.
Just like The Sims or something.
Yeah.
That's now, I see your dialogue wheel and I'm just like, bitch.
Yeah, but that would be awful. Just everyone asking questions like, oh, what do you think we should do? And you're just standing there like, as the little bar goes down. And
you just see everyone say, they'll remember that. And you're like, no, wait, guys, I met.
And yeah, but this is the differences in a Telltale game when it says they will remember that, that's that. Whereas this time you could actually go, no, guys, different thing.
Yeah. Oh, no, so, you could see, like, if you said something in conversation, sometimes you think you can get away with things and just like, I don't think we noticed that.
Yeah, so it'd be hard to lie.
Mm-hmm. I'm not horny.
Well, even, like, just little lies, like, oh, I can't go to school today, Mom. I'm not feeling good. And you're like, really? Because you're yellow.
That means bullshit.
Yeah, which means feeling good.
And lying.
And lying. Everyone knows yellow is the combination
of
feeling good and lying.
Would you need a Dulux catalogue to kind of, like, work out human emotion? Because, like I was saying,
I think it's better to imagine it as, like, just a word above their head.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like when you said that when like someone goes, oh, I can't go to school today, I'm not feeling it, it would come up lying.
Okay, so conceptually, it's not people change skin color, it's people emotions are visible. Yeah. What if people emotions were visible? Yeah. Just on record. Okay. I'm really good at slapping my hand together.
Yeah.
What if people are like sociopaths?
What if people just kill people?
Yo. Now, there wouldn't be as many serial killings because that's how they kind of get away with that deception.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because well, like Ed Gein or like things like fucking John Wayne Gacy, I was like, oh, yeah, kids, I'm a clown. Yeah. And then it's like, I'm not going to kill you. I was like, why is he's lying? Why is he?
That's why he wears makeup.
Yeah. It's, I think that would be, yeah, because you would go, someone would drive up in their car and they're just like, hey, I'm not a serial killer.
Get in my car.
No, I mean, I don't think they change how they say things. And they're just like, hey, your mom, like when you're a kid, and it's just like, hey, your mum said, you know, we should pick you up. Just get in the car. And you're like, you're lying.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Would people even, like, attempt to lie if they knew that it happened?
That's kind of like the whole peeing in the swimming pool thing. Where it's like, don't pee in the swimming pool. We've got a certain dye in it and it like makes it blue.
Yeah.
So you better not pee. Yeah, we'll pee.
Now I need to test that.
Now we all need to pee in a pool.
It's been a while since I peed in the pool.
Yeah. Well, imagine it as if it's something that you can suppress. Well, because there's such a thing as like good liars and bad liars, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like some people you could just tell they're lying.
Like sociopaths, like you're saying, but the thing with sociopaths is they believe themselves. That's what makes them a sociopath.
Yeah.
So they would just have like genuine emotion.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
There is certain like some circumstances in which
It's like a psychopath has no emotion. A sociopath does have emotion, but thinks no one else has.
Is that right? I thought it was the other way around.
Maybe the other way around.
Yeah, no, psychopath has no emotion. Sociopath pretends that they... Don't. Like, a sociopath pretends that they're normal.
Yeah.
They know that they're fucked up on the inside, but they're like, here's how normal people act.
Whereas a psychopath is like, yeah, I'm normal when he's not normal.
Yeah, he's like, mate, everyone just eats raw meat.
Yeah.
That's not a
everyone
carnivore.
Eats arms.
Yeah. I love arms. Got any arms?
No.
You think people would be a bit more truthful?
Oh, yeah. Like we said, if it's above you, there's no point in lying anymore.
Like, would it work, like, over the internet and shit? Like, if you said...
No, it wouldn't.
I think
that's the only thing.
It has to be visible.
I think people would draw more towards the internet as a means of communication, because that would
be
there.
Antisocial.
That would be their, like, means of kind of getting past that.
Yeah.
Because I know there's some people who just want to be deceptive.
So, and the internet, the internet allows it so that lying can still exist, so maybe people try it.
Oh, shit.
And that's the problem with technology, because you don't get, like, tone over written words and shit.
Yeah. It is, yeah. And that's, like, I think it would have to be, like, a physical thing. So, like, if you take a picture of someone, it'll show their mood at that moment in the picture.
That'd be sad. Like, it could be, like...
Yeah, wedding photos, bride is happy, groom...
Yeah, the groom happy, best man jealous, and you're like, Kevin, why?
It'd be even more fucked if it only showed up in pictures.
Yo.
Yeah, fucking, mate, sci-fi novel.
Mate, that's a fucking Black Mirror episode right there. Like, it's like one of those fucking things where, oh shit, dude, where like it's just like a group of people and it's just like, oh, fucking Joe killed himself, and then like you come back in all these pictures, and you like you never noticed it because you're always looking at yourself.
Yeah.
And it's like, happy, 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 happy. And then you're looking at Joe, and he's just like he's happy, but then it's like depressed or sad above yeah. it. And you're like, yo,
well, we should have saw it.
TM short film idea right there.
Yeah, yeah. I think it, there's loads of different avenues you could take with it,
which is the great thing about this idea.
Yeah.
What if it's kind of like. It's on you. Like, it's a physical thing. Like, it is a mood ring, but yeah. it's physically on you.
Yeah. Well, what's that movie with Justin Timberlake?
In Time.
Yeah, where they've got the clocks on their arms.
Yeah.
Imagine just, like, on their arm, it's just, like, a thing that says happy or sad or whatever.
Is there a way for you to manipulate that?
I mean, you cover it up.
Yeah, you cover it up.
People do that. I think that'd be a thing. And I'm sure there'd be, like, dating sites or, like, dating meetup groups, kind of, like, speed dating, where you cover that up as a means of a thing, and then you're like, oh, hey, how's it going? Oh, yeah, yeah. And then, at the end of it, you kind of have to, like, go off what people were kind of vibing with
and
you.
And then it's called Cover Up on the Clock.
Yeah, there would probably be, like, a company that makes, like, arm covers. That would be, like, a pretty lucrative business. Because I wouldn't, like, because you're... There are times when, like, obviously I'm quite happy, but, like, there are times when your emotions just change, like, on the fly, and sometimes you don't even know how you're feeling. So, like, it would be kind of shitty if you were just talking to a guy, they say something, and you're like, oh, you're a bit of a prick, and then it comes up, he thinks you're a prick.
Yeah.
You
know?
Shit.
Or if it's a thing where, like, someone's trying to stunt on you, and you're, like, and you're trying to, like, be like, nah. No, I'm chilling with his beans, and then like
yeah.
in your head it's just like fear,
anxiety,
yeah,
fear, anxiety.
He hates you,
scared as fuck.
But I guess if it's the whole thing of like the person like aggressors are people who are scared or people who are angry or people who like you could kind of see from them as well. Like there's the whole thing of people ask to fight, but when they get to a fight, they'll do anything to not fight. Like the, oh yeah, just hit me, man. Even though they've instigated the fight, it's like come on, just hit me.
Yeah.
And, like, imagine it's just, like, two people, like, going for a fight, and then in their heads, it's just, like, fear on
yeah.
both sides, and it's just, like lads, just...
So,
yeah, it'd be so much easier, because you both look at each other's arm or whatever, and be like, it's really clear neither of us want to fight.
Yeah.
So...
Just apologise.
Would it keep track of your emotions, so, like, you can go back and look at data and shit? Like, so this is a rough period for me, as you can see
well,
here.
Well, when I pictured it, when we were discussing, like, the above-the-head idea, I had the idea that, like, it's got, like, the middle one, which is in bold, and that's what they're feeling right now. And then on top of that is...
previous
before.
Ones?
Yeah, previous ones. And then below that is what they're going to feel next.
Oh, hey, Michael. Hey, Michael. Whoa, why were you horny right before
yeah.
this?
Did you have a wank before you got...
Mate. Oh, it's touched your hand.
What's even worse is you've got horny, you're happy now, and then it's horny again.
What the fuck?
Wait, what? Sentimental before horny. What?
Did you ever cry before what? You wank?
Do you cry when you wank?
Like, do you find a famous family heirloom before you had a wank? Did you wank over an heirloom?
Sickle.
Oh, wow, well, I wouldn't even poo blanket for when I was 8. But this porn. Oh.
Oh, no, look, you've made me angry now.
Look at that.
Not confused.
That's uploaded now.
Wait, now I know why I'm going to be confused in a minute.
Because of this.
No, my therapist is going to know what I've been doing.
Yeah, well, that's the...
Facebook.
It'd be interesting if like, you couldn't see it, but everyone else could.
Yo.
Yeah.
What are you guys looking at?
Yeah.
I'm not...
What the fuck?
I piss myself.
That's not even an emotion, man.
How's this getting? What? No...
And then there's, like, the idea of, like, could it be hacked? And would the hacking just say you're like that? Or would it, like...
Adjust your
actually
emotion.
Make you feel like that?
Like, so, yo, is that not what a period is?
Pretty much.
Like, how do you mean?
Like, because it's just, like, hormones, the way hormones are working.
Yeah.
A period, or, like, just even, like, times of, like, extreme stress.
Yeah, at one point, it would just say, fuck off.
Your hormones are just hacking you.
Yeah.
It's like, sad, horny, happy. Hey. Wow.
Yeah, it would be really entertaining, I think, just to look at people. Especially because like, I'm a huge people watcher.
Right.
Like, I like was watching someone pass by and go, I wonder what their life's like. with that up above their heads, you'd be like, oh, they're not having a good day.
Imagine watching sporting events.
Yeah.
How angry people would get.
Yeah, angry, like, sad, like, chuffed? No.
Chuffed.
What's it? Smug?
Smug, yeah.
Like, if you see someone who's, like they're good, but then it's like, oh, they're smug, and you're like, nah, cunt. Knew him.
Yeah.
Knew it.
That's what you, yeah, you'd be like, and it'd be even worse for, like, people you don't like, because you might be watching someone you don't like, and it'll just be like, they may come off as super cocky and stuff, but it'll come up just sad, and you're like, oh, they're not an asshole.
Yeah.
They're just putting on a front as a defense mechanism. That's what I do.
You could be, like, walking into, like, an office, and, like, there's some people working at a desk, and you can see how they're really feeling.
Oh, aye, yeah.
Like, you had dreams, didn't you, mate?
You'd be nervous about, like, your boss walking by.
Why I'm happy.
Yeah, why are you bored?
Going to the doctors, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, especially for, like...
The other way.
Genitalia-related.
Yeah. It'd be a thing just like, yeah. I found something on my doctors, like, happy, you know, happy, listening, yeah, interested, like, concerned. You know, like, oh, I've just got a... Got a lump in my testicle, and then it's just like fear.
Yeah.
It's like,
Or it'd be worse if it was, I have a lump in my testicle. The doctor's like happy, like laughs. Yeah.
Or even where I've got a lump in my testicle, aroused.
I don't want you anymore.
Yeah. Can I get another doctor? And it's just like, oh, why? He's like,
I don't want you near that. Lump or no lump.
He's pointing at your head and pointing at their head, like, that. Just...
The doctor totally doesn't get it. I was like, no, it says you're worried, which is understandable and in the situation.
And then the doctor goes, why are you pointing at your head? What are you pointing at? Why are you pointing at my head? You seem to come in, you're pointing at everyone's heads, just like laughing to yourself. Are you okay?
Fuck, am I being analysed?
Fuck. Oh. It's just that, guys.
Someone's having a mental break.
I mean, when you think about it, guys, we're all emotions. We're not even human anymore.
Yeah, we've transcended our physical form, guys. We're just fucking thought.
we just thought with emotion. We're just ideas on a train. Feeling.
Help me.
Right, getting away from it. What is another way that this could be seen? What if... what if you like you touch people and got their emotions, kind of like, you know, Rogue from
X-Men. Yeah.
Yeah, she, or like Mantis.
Yeah.
Like, but everyone is Mantis.
Yeah, well, I remember my dad used to always, me and my dad had a conversation about this once where he was like, we were watching like a superhero movie or something, and he was like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if everyone could just read minds, like just having a superpower? And I was like, but if everyone can read minds, Dad, then no one can read minds.
The Incredibles thing.
Yeah, like the Incredibles theory. Like, if everyone's super, no one is. And he was like, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. And I'm like, yeah, I am. Syndrome.
But be a way of hiding it, but also having it available.
Yeah, it would especially be interesting in, like, largely populated areas, like, say, in cities, where you just, like, bump into people constantly. And you may just get, like, flashes of them. But you
What the fuck was that?
You just get an image of their thoughts. It's just, you walk by and just a totally normal dude and it's him handcuffed to a fucking bed.
Getting shot by a Nazi is like, wait, what?
What the fuck?
Wait, come back!
You need help!
What the fuck?
Get your mind out of the gutter.
And obviously he does it too, so he knows that you saw what he was thinking.
But he was also like, wait, why were you thinking about feeding multiple dogs? It's what I do.
Yeah, I like dogs. It's way more normal than what you had.
Would you expose people? If you, like, would you start as just like if you bumped into someone and they, like, for some reason were thinking about child porn or something, you go, yo!
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It'd be good to self-cleanse.
If it was something, like, weird but not horrible, then I'd just let it be. But if it was something illegal, hell yeah, I'd be like, fuck yeah, fuck that guy.
But would people get on top of it? Would people notice?
Well, if everyone can do it, all I'd have to go is
And touch like, him! Touch him!
Touch him! Like, yeah. And, like, crimes would be so easy to...
You could just run away.
Yeah, like, oh, I didn't murder. Okay, well, just hold hands with someone for an hour until they find what you did. And we'll prove it. And he's just like, don't want to.
So you can record it? Could you record, like, their...
Like the Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
Where you record the memories.
Yeah, from the eyes.
People can alter their memories, like the Mandela effect, in which people can kind of change the way that things
are. Like, fucking, like, 80% of your memories are just made up.
Yeah, it's what I mean, it's like dreams.
Yeah.
Like, dreams are just memories cobbled together.
Just abstract thoughts.
Yeah, everything in a dream has to be something that you've experienced.
And in all honesty, you can't really control thought.
No, because something just, like, pops in, and then you can't really...
I can't tell you how many times dicks have popped into my head. Let me tell you.
Well,
yeah,
pop
but that's not mentally, that's physically. Fuck it. Oh, what other kind of medium would it take? What if...
Could you smell?
Smell
their feeling.
I smell your fear.
Again, but like in large populated cities, that'd just be a fucking assault on the senses.
Is that your feelings or your deodorant?
It needs to be something that you.
Yo, that's a thing. People
would cover it up.
Like they fucking find the scent of like confidence or fucking sex magnetism or whatever, and they make that a fucking aftershave or perfume.
Oh yeah. Well, what is it? Fucking Watchmen. Watchmen, where like Ozymandias sells nostalgia.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like the scent of nostalgia. And he's always like, I love how it lingers.
Man, he's a genius.
Yeah, like that was written in the '80s.
But what if perception is different? So like, for someone, fucking confidence smells like cinnamon, and for another person, it smells like tobacco.
So that means you'd have to buy emotions now.
Yo, that's
making that a commodity.
There's a fucking Doctor Who episode where they go to like Earth super in the future, and they go to like the scummy bit, and they have all the stalls open, and they're like, "Oh, buy Happy," and he's combining, and he's like, "What?" And they're like, "We like nicotine packages,
yeah,
but for emotions."
It'd be like sort of self help things.
Yeah, well, it'd be so much easier if like, you got depression and like buy Happy. Yeah.
Keep buying Happy.
Buy Happy. Yeah, I feel
it
like...
It turns into a drug.
It's that video game that came out recently.
Oh, a Wii Happy Few.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, where, like, they inject the happy and you see everything all, like, bright colour. That's like The Voices with Ryan Reynolds.
Mm.
Where, like, when he takes it... Because he's mental. So he normally sees things as everything, like, colourful and nice and everything.
Yeah.
But then he takes his meds... Which brings him to normality, and he's so depressed because everything's boring and grey and stuff. And then he murders people.
Great.
yeah, but like, we Happy Few is the same thing, I think. They inject people with the happy.
And then it's a thing of, oh, if you're not happy, fuck off.
Yeah, and we're going to arrest you.
No.
Yeah, we're getting
off. Fuck, this is the same thing.
Totalitarian thing.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
We're back there again. It's almost like, you know, commercialism... And,
it's
you know,
wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
It's almost like this is an imperfect world and we'll never be able to solve it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, here, take some happy.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, thanks, man. Oh. You know what? I feel better.
Surely, is that not weed just now? People do that.
Kinda.
No, because weed can have different effects on different people.
Like.
Are you paranoid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, like, smells. Did not know where my brain was thinking there, but. I was going to connect it to
Well, if you take the smart pill...
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, Ritalin.
capitalism doesn't work.
You know what also doesn't work? Capitalism.
Oh, hello.
If you remember Scott from the episode about Clone High, he's just arrived because he lives here. Scott, what is your interpretation if... people could perceive human emotions relatively. If everyone could perceive human emotions. We've already discussed kind of like a mood ring or something above your head or something on your skin or
touching.
Smell or like kind of this touching. How do you perceive this?
Put on the spot here.
What's your thoughts? What if you could perceive What if everyone could perceive?
Yeah, if everyone could everyone's perceive emotions, everyone else's
what
emotions.
Would the world be like?
I think the world would be better, to be perfectly honest.
See, so that's what we thought originally, but now we're into some fucked up shit.
Because we're like, we can sell emotions to people now.
Yeah, like,
I.
What are emotions? Are just chemicals in the brain, right? So surely it shouldn't be that hard to fuck with those chemicals.
Your brain's just hacking itself again.
Yeah, and like, if we talk about the patches, for instance, what's to stop someone just walking by you and like whapping one on your arm without you noticing?
Like an acid tab.
Yeah, so we're all pretty much living just artificially, man.
See, the first thing I thought of was like, oh, you can see how people are feeling, and like, if your friend you can see your friend's feeling sad, so you know I could go and
see. How would you see it? How would you see it? How do you imagine it?
Right. I mean, I kind of get the Halo idea. Why can't I stop thinking about the film Inside Out for some reason? That's like the Pixar film with the emotions.
So there's actually people in our head now.
Like,
what the fuck?
Dictating our thoughts.
This is a good. Like, I could just, like, I would see, like, everybody would be bald, and, like, it would be just, like, a glassy dome, instead of, like...
Oh, shit! Like,
oh, fuck!
And, you could, and it'd be like, do you know, like, Harry Potter? Do you know how, like, they had the little, the remember-all?
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
went different colours.
So it's like a mood ring, yeah, but mood on ring, your yeah. head.
Just, like, yo. you could see, like, a cloud of, like, red smoke, like, appear, and you're like, oh.
Hung up
what have I done?
For clarity, what if instead of like a cloud or like colours or anything, what if it's what the person's thinking?
Or just their brain
in their head.
Like,
just
like a little TV.
Just yeah.
Oh, like shit.
A Star Wars crawl.
Yeah.
I think when you'd go out, you'd wear a hat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be able to work. Like the amount of stuff that I keep inside that's just like.
Just someone with a hat and sunglasses trying to hide their
you
emotions.
Would truly see like how people were really are. You can see what they're thinking. Like, see, I couldn't survive that because like I'd just think like, you know, just
murdering people on a daily basis.
No, like a random thought like, oh, penis, that's a thing.
But
and then you'd see that in my head.
Surely that would be normal.
Yeah, this is a world where this has always been a thing.
Oh, right.
It's not just happened.
Then
what if it didn't? What if it's been invented recently?
Scientifically.
Or if it's like a, you know how people are doing like test tube babies.
So some people are against it and like not using it.
Oh, you could have the hats in the heads.
It would be like a fucking rebel group.
Yeah,
that'd be rad.
Like, we're the true thinkers.
we're the true thinkers. We're gonna fight for resistance. Why are you thinking about porn right now?
We're the free thinkers.
I'm thinking about resistance.
I mean,
looks like porn to me.
Yeah, well, do you have porn? Because I need some porn.
All right, yes, I'm thinking about porn, but we live in tents.
Okay, I'll take the team of Michelle Rodriguez and this other woman. Wait, you're gonna sleep with them, aren't you? No, why? I can see it.
You have a boner.
I didn't even need the technology to see. You have an erection right now.
Well, now they've left.
The old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned way of perceiving emotions.
But do you know what would be great? Like, you could see things in like a really... I think it'd be fucking hilarious. Because like, when you had like no thoughts at all and you're like not paying attention, it could just be like the monkey with the cymbals. And you would actually see...
Like
the
a loading cymbal. Yeah. You've got like the beach ball.
Please stand by.
Like, just the monkey with the cymbals. And
the cat hanging there. Like,
hang in there, baby.
It sounds weird, but I kind of want to watch people sleep.
That's really, like...
That's weird.
But you want to see people's dreams.
Yeah.
Oh, you could
yeah.
put a USB in there, record it all. That'd be amazing.
Could it just be in the cloud?
That'd be, like, Inception.
I think this is the same for, like, everyone. Because, obviously, when you have, like, a particularly interesting dream, you tell people about it. You go, oh, I had a mental.
If you can remember,
yeah, I had a mental dream last night. But then, even then, you don't. You like dreams are so like scattered and just so random that you're never gonna get it all. And then, but if someone could see it, it'd be entertaining as fuck.
Oh, why, mate? Why were you trying to kill me last night?
Would that be a new form of entertainment instead of going to the cinema? somewhat like you can like volunteer yourself to get paid to lie down and sleep, and then you just watch someone's like mind movie.
I imagine it'd be it'd be something like Gogglebox.
Yeah.
Well, can you imagine people like Spielberg doing that, like
making shit out of our children?
Yeah, they make the movies, but then like they'll do a thing where like one night only Spielberg dreams.
The Weaver of Dreams.
Yeah, Weaver of Weaver of Dreams.
You get like DVD specials, like Inside the Mind of Blank.
Oh yeah, they could be like a recording session. So like in DVD special features, it would be like, oh, it's Steven Spielberg interview. Like, oh, you're gonna see the footage of when like I came up with the idea for this movie in my dream.
Wait a minute, what if I bit into a hamburger and then made that a spaceship?
Or just John Williams' dream.
I'm sorry about the footage of me having sex with Pamela Anderson, but that's where the idea came from.
But you know, that's where it came from, and you know, art doesn't care about your censorship, okay?
All I can imagine is like
fucking guy. Fuck, art is a lie, guys, okay? And nothing is real. The world is run by lizard people.
It's fucking Tarantino's dreams are just like red. He's like, that's it!
Red,
blood!
Red and feet.
Why does he keep saying the N-word?
It's just Tarantino's life as it is, but he's black. Like, that's the only difference.
Is that the skin color thing?
Yeah.
It's just Hans Zimmer's dreams, just.
Yeah,
Christopher Nolan, he just keeps speaking, just like every now and then there's just an explosion in his head of like boom. He's like, yeah.
Oh, that's time to wake up now.
Christopher Nolan, oh, that'd be fucking cool.
Oh shit, I'm going
Michael Bay explosion's just going off, fucking what's this, J.J. Abrams just lens flare. Yeah.
I just had a thought, like, see how we're thinking of like watching other people's, what about like connecting minds? Like, you could like put a USB in your little fucking arm,
yeah.
And
like
then
twins.
You could put an a USB in like your girlfriend or like your partner's noggin, and then like you're sharing dreams.
That's
or
that
like,
Black Mirror episode.
That's,
like,
yeah, but that's bad.
Yeah. Bad one.
Oh, I'm not
I don't
watched
feel
Black
so
Mirror yet. I've not watched Black Mirror yet. Looking forward
to it. I'll leave it out.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's a fucked up.
It's Black Mirror. It doesn't end well for anyone.
I've only watched the first season because it was on Channel 4 and I was like, oh, I like this.
Well, now it's on Netflix, so if you have Netflix, then watch that.
It's on my list.
So, yeah, I think to get out the trap, if it was always in place, I think the world would be utopia.
Yeah.
If it had always been there. Mm-hmm. But if it got introduced later,
then it's commercialized.
Oh,
it's commercial anarchy, yeah.
It's not even anarchy, it's just sad. It's just commercial fucking uniform.
I think you'd see, globally, you'd see less and less people just be happy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh god.
But then people would be happy,
yeah,
you know?
They'd be forced
fake,
to be happy.
Fake
oh.
happy.
Quote, happy, unquote.
Mm. I think it would be remarkable, like, You could even just have it as an experiment and like have TV shows where it's like, let's see what happens to the mind when we put drugs in it. And
this
like,
is your mind
and like,
drugs.
And like, because they do these TV shows. It's like there's a Channel 4 series not too long ago where it's like heroin. Let's see what happens.
So by technicality, it's already happening, which is sad.
Yeah.
But enough of that pitch.
It's not super real at the moment.
We don't have to worry about it. Yeah.
Let's hope.
Let's hope.
Let's all get around and pray.
I'm scared.
To a DVD.
I'm scared.
Of Neil Diamond and his dreams. Thanks for joining us towards the end of the section there, Scott. I mean, we got a couple good ideas.
Yeah.
Where can they find you?
Oh God.
Where can we find you?
Oh, where can you find me? I'm on the social medias, like Facebook and Twitter.
I'm glad you didn't say, "Oh, my house."
I live here.
Scotland.
Named after me. No, I've got Facebook. I've got Twitter. You can see all my shenanigans there.
What's your name?
So you've got @ _ Scott Blair _, and you've also just got Scott Blair on Facebook.
to add you as a friend.
Yeah. No.
I need
it's
more
about,
pals.
You've got
it's
a like page.
Public figure.
You've got a like
guy.
Page, yeah. If you like politics, then you'll...
You love me.
Here's your man. All right, yeah.
Thanks very much for watching.
Yeet.
Good night, everybody.
And if you weren't listening, that was an episode of Get On My Level.
If you want to keep up with all the things we're doing, like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at GetOnMyLevelPC. The PC stands for podcast. There's also our personal Twitters. I'm at MyKind.
I'm at Carl Wood.
And I'm at DeathCampSean.
And Sean's the only one with a nickname.
Oh, you.
And feel free to drop us a message on any one of those forms of media, just saying whether you enjoyed an episode or not. And if you did enjoy it, leave a rating on your podcast and app. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you can keep up to date on all the episodes as they come out. Just so you know, they're bi-weekly.
And remember to stay tuned and
stay happy.
That was nice.
Fuck you.